You want to take your Bible and turn to 2 Peter this morning. 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1. And the Bible says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Ain't you glad God's a God of multiplication? Amen. Adds up. He said, according to his, as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Now watch this. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. I want to preach this morning, if I can, if it'll be my help, on certain promises for an uncertain year. Amen? Certain promises for an uncertain year. We don't know what this year is going to hold. We're starting out, praise God, pretty much blinded. We don't know, but we know that God does. And we don't know about tomorrow, but we know who holds tomorrow. Amen? We know who's taking care of the situation. And as Peter was talking here, and he was right here about the goodness of God and Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise God, the precious faith, praise God, that was allowed through us, through Him, praise God, in the righteousness of God. That's the rightness of God in our hearts and lives to do the things that bring honor and glory unto Him. That's the most important part. That's the only thing that you can lay up in heaven. Those are treasures, praise God, that we can have even today. So if we look at this thing and as that time that we have right now, and we embark on this new year to see what it has to give us, we realize that God's offered us some divine and precious promises in His Word. This book holds hundreds of promises that God has made to those who believe. Amen. Literally, there's literally hundreds of promises in this blessed old book. If you won't ever get blessing, you just take your King James Bible and you go from front to back and you just start looking at the promises of God. It'll bless your heart, praise God. You won't get very far. You'll just be shouting your shoes off for the promises that God's made. And we know that God cannot renege on a promise. If God makes a promise, God will keep His promise. He's the ultimate promise keeper, praise God. There's a lot of places, there's organization calls themselves the promise keepers. Praise God, they might let you down. They might renege on a promise. But I want to say this morning, irrequitably, that God will not renege on His promise. Amen. Praise the Lord, He will keep His promises to us. So we have hundreds of promises in the Word of God. But I want to look this morning, just a few minutes of God, at about four or five of these right quickly. The promises of God that'll help us in this new year. The promises of God. Number one, we have the promise of His presence. Amen. The promise of His presence. God always knows where His people are. He's always with His people wherever you are. Amen. Can I get a witness right there? Praise the Lord. Have you ever got anywhere and you looked around and you couldn't find Jesus? Amen. Everywhere I've went, no matter where I'm at, what's going on, I've always been able to locate my Savior because He lives in my heart and He goes with me everywhere I go. There He is. In all the ages, all the circumstances, all the situations of this world, praise God, the Lord Jesus has promised that He'd be in the midst, that He'd be there with you no matter what you're doing, what you're going through. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, but I'll always be there. He'll always be there with you. Praise God, no matter what you come, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the situation is. There's been some dire circumstances, some dire situations in this past year that we've had to go through. But I look back at it. I was thinking yesterday, in every one of them circumstances and situations, the Lord God was there. Amen. The Lord God was there. He was there to intervene. He was there to make a difference in that situation. Praise His name. His promise, praise God. And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5, He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Now what did He say? I will never leave thee or forsake thee. I think I'm just going to get on Jesus' side. Sounds like a pretty promising side to be on. Hey, you got neighbors and friends, praise God, that you put your faith and trust in, but they might not be able to be there for you. I got a brother-in-law. He used to think, he'd go out and run around, party, have different things. And, hey, yeah, I got a group of friends that's there. They're going to be there for me. Praise God. But you know what happened? Well, when his old car broke down and he didn't have no means to go and carry him about, you couldn't have found him with a search warrant. Amen? That's just the way it goes sometimes. But praise God, I'm glad there's one that said, I'll never leave thee. Hey, praise God, that word never is a big old word. Amen? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Even when the storms are raging, praise God, He'll be there for us. In all that we've seen this past year, praise God, we've seen the Lord God victorious over it all. Look over at Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43 in verse number 2. Isaiah 43, verse number 2, he says this. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Well, glory God, ain't you glad for that? I tell you what a blessing that is. He said, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord, thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior, praise God. He said, listen, he said, no matter what you're going through in this world, praise God, he said, I promise you that I'll be there with you. Praise God, everything that you go through, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. He's promised. And praise God, I want to say today, in these uncertain times that we live, we have a certain promise in the presence of the Holy God. Amen. Somebody ought to just jump up and say, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Amen. Everywhere you go, there He is. Amen. We come to church, praise God, He gets here before we do. Amen. His presence, Bible says His presence goes before us. Glory, hallelujah. We're coming rejoicing, praise God. He opened the door for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I come up the road this morning. I was feeling good down in my soul because I knew what the Lord wanted to do for us. Amen. So we see, praise God, that when the storms are raging, He promised He'd be there. He said, when you're caught up in old age will get you down sometimes, we'll get defeated. But look at Isaiah chapter 46. In Isaiah chapter 46, in verse number 4, look what He said. He said, even to your old age I am He, and even to hoary hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Praise God, when you get feeble, praise God, and you think you just ought to give up, don't ever give up, don't ever give in, just press on just a little further. Oh, God Almighty said, I got this, and I got you. Praise God, I'll pick you up. If I have to, I'll carry you. Hey, glory, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to get you across the finish line, no matter what it takes. He said, if I have to, well, glory. He said, if I have to bankrupt the portals of glory, I'm going to bring you home. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing is. Hey, praise God, when that hoar head, when that gray hair comes, when age begins to creep up on you, when debilitating things come our way, and just look up and lift up your head and say, glory, hallelujah, I'm coming home. Amen. The promise of His presence, that He'd be there. Amen. The promise is of His presence. When you're afforded those responsibilities in this world. And then a lot of times we come upon responsibilities. I was thinking about this. Sometimes you don't think about things and responsibility that you may end up pursuing, or they may be pursuing you. I thought about old Joshua. Praise God, as God began to give him an awesome responsibility of leading the children of Israel across old Chile Jordan. Leading them into the promised land. Praise God, after the nation of Israel, after Moses had deceased, praise God, God had made him a promise. He was able to do it because God had made a promise. In Joshua chapter number 1, in verse number 5, he said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not, well, glory, he said, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. He gave him a commission, praise God. He said, you take the people and you take them into the promised land. Moses is gone. It's all up to you, Joshua. You get them and you take them into the promised land. And Joshua said, oh me, Oh my, but he said, Joshua, praise God, said you can do this, praise God, because as I was with Moses, praise God, I will be with you, and I'll deliver you, praise God, I'll not fail you, I'll not come short, praise God, you can count on me, I will see to, praise God, that you get to the promised land. Amen. God's got it determined. He's determined in himself that he's going to get you to the promised land. Alex, I'm glad I belong to him this morning. Amen. Devil has no part in me. He comes along, tries to blindside me, tries to discourage me. The devil and the little nymphs of hell, amen, try to dissuade me. But they're not omnipresent. The Lord is present all the time. We got a promise of his presence to always be with us. The old devil just come along and hit us here and yonder. And praise God. Then go on to the next victim. But praise God, he said, you don't have to be a victim this morning because we have a promise in the Lord Jesus Christ. Victory in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Victory in knowing that he's there with us in whatever we endeavor to do. He's there with us. It's like a surgeon. Amen. A very good doctor, a very good surgeon. Amen. If I want to have something done, I want to make sure I've got a good surgeon doing the work. And a good surgeon is the one that, praise God, when he goes into that operating room, that he knows that there's the patient and himself, but the most important one in there is God Almighty. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, the great physician. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I tell you what, if you don't know that natural doctor, praise God, you're to find out. If he thinks he can do this by himself, praise God, he may leave you a mess. Amen. But praise God, when there's one that recognizes the presence of the Lord. Amen. When he says, look, I've got this patient here, and I'm going in here to do my best I can with the help of the Lord. Amen. You might have a good recovery. That's the one I'm going to go with. Praise God. That's the one I want taking care of me. Praise the Lord. He'll be with us, praise God. In old age, he'll be with us, praise God, in the things that we endeavor to do. But he'll be with us even in death. In Psalms 23:4, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. He said, that's that. He said, I've walked through this valley, Brother Bill. He said, I've kept my eyes on Jesus. So if you keep your eyes on the Son, hello, come on now, stay with me. If you keep your eyes on the Son, that shadow will always be behind you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Trying to creep up on you. But he said he'll be with you when it's time to die. When it's time to cross old chilly Jordan, praise God. See, he'll carry you over. See, the thing about our Savior, when he crosses chilly Jordan, we cross that river of life, praise God. He knows where the stepping stones are. Amen. And he'll pick you up and he'll help you and he'll make you, the crossing easy, crossing simple. Praise the Lord. Have you ever seen an old saint of God go out of here? And I've seen some folks that was lost and undone, praise God, that cursed God and they're dying. They went out here in anguish and screaming and crying out that their feet are on fire and their knees are on fire and their legs are on fire, praise God, because they're slipping off into hell. Amen. A horrible sight. A horrible thing to witness. But I've seen old saints of God, praise God, that go out of here. Brother Junior, they go out of here and the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, praise God, they got that peace that passes understanding. They got that peace unto death. And they go out of here with a big smile on their face. They said Ralph Sexton Sr. went out of here. His family's there and they'd say, he kept looking up and he kept saying, lift me up, lift me up. And his daughter was packing pillows behind him and trying to get him up as high as she could. And his son-in-law told her, touched her on the shoulder. He said, honey, that's not what he's talking about. He's going up into glory. Amen. He was talking to the angels of the Lord. May the Lord himself, praise God, as you come to get him, to take him home. He said, there's no... praise God. That shadow of death don't have no, praise God. He said there's a promise in the presence of God even when we cross old Jordan. So see, the promise of the Lord, praise God, the promise of His presence there when we're going through this life, we go through struggling, the things that we face, when we get old, when we pass off of here, praise God, we have the promise of His presence. Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad we got the promise of His presence today? Everywhere He goes, everybody that comes into this church, all the visitors, just about every one of them, they tell me, say, Pastor, this church is amazing. Said, just the Spirit of God is here. Amen. I said, yeah, He abides here. He's welcome here. We love Him here, praise God. We love His presence. His presence is here. We thank Him for that. Not only is it the promise of His presence, but we see the promise of His power. The promise of His power to us. Amen. God with us, and God is. It gives us the power in our lives. Amen. The power in our lives. The powers to succeed. In 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 33, He said, God is my strength and power. Amen. Praise God. You ever feel like, praise God, you don't have power within you, that you're fizzling out? I'm going to tell you this. In 2 Samuel, praise God, He knew what He's talking about. Amen. He said that God is His strength and His power. Praise God. That's where it comes from. And if you ever feel like your spiritual battery is running low, amen. Are you listening to me this morning? If you ever feel like your spiritual battery is running low, amen. Every one of us have that, amen. It's not. It might surprise you, but sometimes your spiritual battle, praise God, spiritual battery is just not always fully charged. Amen. But what do you do when you need that charge? What do you need, praise God, when you need to be re-energized? We just go to the Lord. We get with the Lord God, praise God, and we let Him recharge us in His Word. His Word will give us that charging that we need. Praise God. Amen. If I look at Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord, that's waiting like a servant, like a waiter. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There it is. That said, that's having that battery recharged. Being re-energized, praise God, like the Energizer Bunny. When you get them new Duracell batteries in you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Gives him a better step. He says, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise God. They'll not run out. They'll not wear out. They'll not quit. Amen. If we stay energized in the Lord. He is that power source that we have to get us through here into that other country that we're looking for. Praise God. These promises that the Lord gives us in the precious Word of truth. Look at Isaiah chapter 41 while you're there. Isaiah chapter 41 verse number 10. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. Did you get that? Glory. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to do it. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of being unpowered, without power. He said, because I'm going to energize you. Praise God. I'm the God of heaven with you. I'll strengthen you. I'll be your comfort, praise God. I'll be your help. I'll hold you up. You'll never go down. Praise God, I'll never let you fall. Praise God, in the hand of my righteousness. Amen. When we was over in Israel, and we were down next to the Dead Sea, the old guy there, Teresa might remember this, he was talking about a fellow that was walking down along the Dead Sea. He was walking along Dead Sea and said he slipped and fell into the sea. And said he was horrified because he knew he couldn't swim. He was going down. He thought, he said, I'm going under. He said, this is it. But he didn't realize, praise God, that the Dead Sea, God had made it so full of salt. Praise God, that you cannot sink in the Dead Sea. Praise God, even my little skinny bony self, praise God, could float in the Dead Sea. Now, if I get in the lake and if I quit treading water, my little old skinny bony legs go down toward the bottom and then my head follows it. Amen. I ain't even a good barber. But praise God, he said he thought, this is it, I'm going down. But glory, hallelujah, he didn't realize that the hand of an almighty God is just like that salt water in the salt sea. It comes underneath us and it holds us, praise God, so that we cannot drown. Glory, hallelujah. Every time we put ourselves into diverse situations, God Almighty said, I'll be there for you. He said, I'll be the one to take care of you. I'll be the one, praise God, that'll minister unto thee. He said, it'll be the hand of my power. I'll hold you up. So we see the presence, promise of His presence and the promise of His power. But we also see the promise of His peace. His peace, Jesus said, I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3, He said, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. Perfect peace comes when you put your peace, your faith, and your hope in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Days of peace, the Bible says, it passes understanding. When the world is in total, utter chaos all around you, praise God, and people are running to and fro like today and don't know what to do, but there's a peace in the heart of a child of God, praise God, that said, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. How many times in your life, praise God, is all that turmoil come on you, boy, and you get so anxious, and all of a sudden, there's just a peace. That's Him. Amen. That's a peace that He affords us. That He is God. He's present. He's powerful. He will take care of us because He promised that He would. When those troubles come, praise God, and they come. Amen. Those difficulties of the day that we strive to figure out, Brother Jeff. Sometimes we go to fill our head at night and our minds are racing with all the thoughts and the anxieties of the day. Hello, can I get a witness? Amen. You know what? You know what the cure is for that? The peace of God. Let me tell you how to do it. Any Christian ought to be able to tell somebody how to do this. Say, well, listen, you got to just put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Once you're saved, and said what you do when you pillow your head at night and all these problems that need, all these things that need to be solved, just start talking to the Lord about them. You lay there and you toss and turn all night long and you can't sleep and you get up in the morning like a zombie. We're just wore out from trying to rest and not getting any. Hello? Come on now. But he said, the Lord offers us that peace. When we just in our mind, we say, you know what, Lord? This situation, God, dear Lord Jesus, I come before you with this situation, the problem that I got, the trouble that I've got. Lord, I'm just laying at the feet of Jesus. God, I need you just to intervene. I need you. And you take another and then you get it and you pull it out of the storage of your mind and you put it at the feet of Jesus. While you're laying there on your pillow, praise God, and you just keep putting them out there and putting out there. And the next thing you know, you wake up and it's a brand new morning and you're refreshed. Praise God. Down in your soul, you're energized, you feel good, praise the Lord. And somebody said, hey, listen, you look a little different today. That's how I got some rest, praise God, because I found the peace of God. I said, well, where'd you find that at? I said, last night, I took my troubles, my problems, my situations on the pillow of my bed, and I began to take them to Jesus. Amen. One at a time, and I laid them at His feet. Praise God. He said, before I ever got through all of them, I was sleeping like a baby. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. That's the cure. That's what takes the preeminence. That's what makes the difference. Amen. But if we ain't careful, the trials will come. And if we ain't careful, they'll cause us to go into depression. Don't ever let it go into prayer. God, just take them to Jesus. Lay them at His feet one at a time. Praise God, because He's promised us peace. His peace. Praise God. Not only has He promised us His peace, but He's also promised us His provision. The Lord's promised He'd take care of us. Amen. In Matthew chapter number 6 and 33, He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, what things are we talking about? We're talking about all the things that you need to exist in this world. Food, clothing, raiment, a roof over your head, Shoes on your feet, praise God. He said, hey, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God, seek what's right in the eyes of God first. He said, then God said he'd take, he promised. Now listen, he said he promised he'd take care of all that stuff. Amen. He said he promised to take care of it. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Didn't say might, could, or maybe. He said it shall be added unto you. He said he'd not see the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. God said in his promises, praise God. He promised us that he would afford us provision in this world that we live in. Now we look around, we see things, and I don't know about you, it's expensive to live today. Say amen. Amen. And if you're having to buy groceries and fuel and gasoline and medication, praise God, you about spin out. Amen. You about spin, but God Almighty said if we put our faith and trust in Him, that He'd take care of us and He'd provide those things that we need. He works in mysterious ways. I'll just tell on me. I went out there to Advent ever so often because I've got this Neeson wrapped in my gut. Once a year I have to go out there and have a CT scan, and they look at all that to make sure it's still intact. And I went into the little lady in her office to register for that, and I sat down with her, and she said, well, what's your occupation? I said, well, I'm a pastor of a church. She said, well, who's your employer? I said, God. Amen. And she looked at me, grinned. She said, you know what? I may get in trouble. She said, I'm going to put that on here. Amen. That was the end of that. And she sent me back there for the scan. And I'll tell you, to this day, I've never received a bill for that CT scan. It was never on any reinsurance report. I prayed God, you know what happened? God Almighty provided. He took care of it for me. And I just give Him the glory. I tell it all the time. Jesus did that. For me, those things ain't cheap. Amen. But somebody up the stairs, praise God, saw that and took care of it. Amen. Somebody way upstairs saw that and spoke to somebody that was upstairs just a little bit. Touched their heart, and somehow they took care of that. Amen. You say they just made it go away. No, somebody took care of it. Amen. They had to clear the books. God Almighty did that. And that ain't the only time. I can tell you, I can all day long and tell you how God's done that. He's provided for me and mine. Praise the Lord. So we see Him, His promise of His provision. But now we also see, last but not least, listen to me, the promise of His pardon. The promise of His pardon. In 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9, He said, if we confess our sins, now notice the plurality of this word, sins. Not just one, not just two, but a lot of them. He said, if we confess our sins, He, Lord Jesus Christ, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, because He's the justifier. In other words, He can take your sins and make them just as if they had never happened. Amen. Glory. That's enough to make Cold Baptist shout. Amen. He said, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, plural, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means He's able to cleanse us from anything that ain't right in the eyes of God. So that one day you and I can stand pure before Him. Amen. Amen. Don't rile and accuse, praise God. Don't devil say, well, what about this and that? The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, through the blood of His cross, praise God. He said, I don't see none of that. God the Father said, it's been covered by the blood, praise God. Cast into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. Praise the Lord. So we see the promises of God. That's just five of them. Amen. The certain promises for an uncertain year. We don't know what we're coming up into. But if we'll take this last one, the promise of His pardon to our hearts, ask God to forgive us our sin and come into our heart, make Him our Lord and our Savior. Amen. The Savior of our soul, the guide of our lives. All these other ones will just fall into place. Amen. Get salvation and Lord, praise God, you get the promise of His presence. You get the promise of His presence, praise God. You get the promise of His power. You get the promise of His power, praise God, and you get the promise of that peace that passes understanding. Amen. It moves into your heart. Praise God. Then you get the promise of His provision. Amen. Praise God. That'll take care of you every step of the way till you get to glory. But boy, I tell you, if I was you this morning, you're here and you wasn't saved, you'd never been born again, I wouldn't put it off. I wouldn't wait. See, that's a tactic of the devil. The devil in this old flesh that we live in, you and I. And by the way, your flesh isn't saved. Your soul that lives inside you, praise God, is that's saved. This old flesh, praise God, still it's still worldly. But that the soul that we have when we ask God to forgive us our sin, He begins to change us from the inside out. See, I could take any one of you this morning. I could pull you out, and I could take you out back, and I could clean you up and all that stuff, and put a suit on you and some nice smelly stuff, and clean you all up and make you look real good on the outside. And you could still be rotten on the inside. Amen. But Jesus Christ does it in reverse. Amen. According to His promises, praise God, He saves you by His grace, and He cleans up the inside. And then He begins to work on you from the inside out. Amen. Praise God. To clean the outside. Praise God. Make it presentable to who? To Himself. One day in a little while. The Bible says it's appointed man wants to die and after this judgment. We've all got an appointment. We don't know when it is. But it's coming. Amen. But praise God, when we stand at the judgment seat of Christ, I hope. See, there's two judgments. They judge me, Christ, and there's the great white throne judgment. The great white throne judgment is going to be judgment of the wicked dead. When God's going to open a book and another book, and He's going to look at everything you did, all the deeds you've done in your life. And you say, well, I've done this good deed, and that good deed, another good deed. And He said, well, you here a place where this and here, that you could have received My Son as your Savior, and you rejected Him. He said, you've sinned away your day of grace. He'll say, depart from Me, I never knew you. And be cast into the lake of fire, where the beast and the false prophet will be at that time. God help. I want to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and just give an account of what I did after I say. Amen. He'll say, well, hopefully He'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter ye into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord, what a day that'll be. But we have them certain promises of God. This is just a drop in the bucket of what the promises that we have from Him. What about you this morning? What about you? Have you been saved and you know it?